Welcome to About Music. I'm Brian, and today we continue our exploration of music of the Romantic period by looking at orchestral music. But I must warn you that today's music is one of those crank-up-the-volume-to-maximum programs, as befits the larger-than-life Romantic spirit. I'm going to illustrate only 3 points using 4 compositions. Firstly, Romantic composers sought to convey a wide range of emotions through their music. The second element is programmatic and narrative elements. Many Romantic works tell a story or depict a scene, a character, or an emotion without the need for words. Also illustrated today is nationalism. Romantic composers often drew inspiration from the folk music and cultural traditions of their own countries, leading to the development of nationalistic styles and themes in music. So we start off with a symphonic poem, which we have heard in an earlier program, and this is Ma Vlast. The Moldau, which is the one we're going to hear today, is the second symphonic poem in the cycle. The musical narrative follows the course of the river, capturing its various moods, landscapes, and cultural significance. Here's the story. We start off at the source. The piece begins with delicate flute passages representing the gentle trickle of water as the river emerges from the Bohemian forest. As the river flows through the countryside, Smetana's music paints a picturesque scene of rolling hills, meadows, and forests. Then the music takes a celebratory tone as it depicts a traditional Czech peasant wedding along the banks of the river. The mood then shifts to a serene and magical atmosphere as the river flows under the moonlight. As the river approaches Prague, the music builds in intensity. Stirring brass fanfares and majestic orchestral passages depict the grandeur and importance of the city as a cultural and historical center. The music reaches a triumphant climax, symbolizing the enduring spirit and significance of the Czech nation. So, here it is, time to turn up the volume. Thank you. Our next item is also inspired by nationalism. In Finlandia by Jean Sibelius, the expression of Finnish nationalism is particularly evident. The work, written in 1899, depicts the struggle against being part of Russia, a feat that was only accomplished on December 6, 1917. The piece begins with a solemn and majestic brass theme that evokes a sense of national pride and resilience. This theme recurs throughout the composition, serving as a musical representation of the Finnish people's struggle for independence and their enduring spirit. In the triumphant finale, the music builds up to a climax with soaring melodies and resounding brass fanfares. This uplifting conclusion reflects the eventual victory of the Finnish people in their struggle for independence and celebrates their national identity and unity. Throughout Finlandia, Sibelius incorporates elements of Finnish folk melodies and motifs, as well as evocative orchestration that captures the rugged beauty of the Finnish landscape. These musical elements contribute to the overall expression of Finnish nationalism in this piece.
Thank you.
Our next piece does not have a specific story, but demonstrates very well how composers were exploiting the full color palette of the orchestra to create lush and expressive soundscapes. Le Prelude is a symphonic poem by Franz Liszt, one of his most famous orchestral works. Liszt did not provide a specific narrative or program for Le Preludes. The title and the music suggest a connection to the idea of life as a series of preludes or beginnings, each leading to something new. The work is often interpreted as depicting the various moods, emotions, and experiences that make up the human journey.
Thank you.
final item for today is an example of programmatic music, that is to say, music that tells a story without words, using only sound. Till Eulenspiegel's Merry Pranks, or in German, Till Eulenspiegel's Lustige Streiche, is a tone poem composed by Richard Strauss in 1894-95. It tells the story of the legendary trickster, Till Eulenspiegel, a mischievous and irreverent character from German folklore, but apparently based on a real person. The tone poem is structured around various episodes that depict his escapades and pranks from his childhood to his eventual capture and execution. It begins with a playful and mischievous theme that represents Till's character. Then the practical jokes and tricks start. Till is also depicted as a charming and charismatic figure who uses his wit and charm to seduce women. The climax is when he is finally brought to justice and executed, with his spirit living on in the hearts of those who remember his exploits. Thank you. Thank you for sharing today's music with me. I will be back next week with more romantic music. Please join me then.